Zato mu je pružena potpuna milost gospodna. Ljudi koji pate ili kojima je nešto potrebno, radoznale osobe i filozofi uspostavljaju privremene veze sa gospodinom kako bi ostvarili cilj. Kad ga jednom ostvare, nemaju više veze sa njim. Bolestan čovjek, ako je opće pobožan, moli gospodina za ozdravljenje i čim ozdravi, u većini slučajeva se više ne brine da održava neku vezu sa njim. Gospodina milost mu je dostupna, ali on odbija da je primi. To je razlika između čistog bhakte i motivisanog bhakte. Oni koji su potpuno protivni služenju gospodina, smatraju se da su u bjednoj tami. Oni koji mole gospodina za blagoslov, jedno vrijeme potrebe su djelimični primaoci gospodinove milosti, a oni koji su 100% zaokupljeni služenjem gospodina su potpuni primaoci njegove milosti. Takva pristrasnost u primanju gospodinove milosti ovisi od primaoca, a ne od pristrasnosti sve milosrdnog gospodina. Kada gospodin pomoću svoje sve milostive energije siđe u ovaj materijalni svijet, igra se poput ljudskog bića i zato izgleda da je posebno naklonjen jedno prema svojim bhaktama, ali to nije tačno. Uprkos takvom prirodnom ispoljavanju pristrasnosti, njegova milost se jednako širi. Na bojnom polju Kurukšetre, sve osobe koje su poginule u borbi u gospodinovom prisustvu su stekle oslobođenje bez potrebnih kvalifikacija, jer smrt u gospodinovom prisustvu pročišćuje dušu od posljedica svih grijehova i tako umirući čovjek dobija mjesto negdje u transcendentalnom prebivalištu. Ako se na neki način čovjek izloži sunčevim zracima, sigurno će dobiti traženu dobrobit i putem topline i ultraljubičastih zraka. Prema tome, zaključak je da gospodin nikada nije pristrasan i ljudi griješe kada smatraju da je takav.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasvatyade Shacharine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasani Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Naveda kaschit bhagavan kshikirshitam Tavehamanasyaninam vidambanam Nayasya kaschit taito stigarhiche Dveshyascha yasmin vishamamati ninam Translation: O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and so are misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial.
O gospodine, niko ne može da shvati tvoje transcendentalne zabave koje izgledaju kao ljudske i tako samo obmanjuju. Nisi nikome posebno naklonjen, niti ti nekome zavidiš. Ljudi samo izmišljaju da se pristrasi.
Prabhupada writes very nicely, Virachandra, the sun rays are open to everyone, but the capacities of the receptacles differ.
Prabhupada jako lijepo objašnjava, sunčevi zraci su dostupni svakome, ali sposobnost, kapacitet primaoca se razlikuje.
By utilizing the sun rays, everyone can get full benefit.
Koristeći sunčeve zrake, svako može izvući puno dobrobit.
But the point is, not so many people utilize the sun rays.
Ali poanta je u tome da ne tako puno ljudi koristite sunčeve zrake.
In other words, Krishna's mercy is there for everyone.
Drugim riječima, Krishna milost je tu za svakoga.
But not so many utilize it.
Ali ne iskoristavaju je puno ljudi.
Prabhupada has told us the story of the owl in this connection.
Velvet nam je ispričao priču o sovi.
The owl is sleeping during the day, and in the night he comes out of his hole in the tree and asks, "Where is the sun? There is no sun."
Tokom dana sova spava i kada izađe noć ona se izvuče iz svoje rupe u drvetu i onda pita, pa gdje je sunce? Ono u stvari uopće ne postoji.
There is a sun, but the owl must come out at the time of the sun.
Sunce postoji, ali sova treba izaći za vrijeme kada je sunce prisutno.
The owl cannot demand that, please, sun, come in the night when I get up.
Ta životinja ne može zahtijevati da sunce se pojavi onda kada se ona probudi tokom noći.
In the same way, Krishna's mercy is there for everyone.
Na sličan način, Krishna milost je dostupna svakome.
However, you have to come out and get the mercy.
Međutim, morate izaći van i uzeti milost.
Like, we have this motto for the marathon. Come and get the mercy.
Opet, onaj naš motto za maraton. Izađite i uzmite milost.
By making a concentrated effort to please the Lord, you are getting His mercy.
Trudeći se s koncentracijom da zadovoljimo Gospodina, dobijamo njegovu milost.
But you have to make the effort, as we were discussing the other day.
Ali kao smo prije neki dan razgovarali, taj napor moramo sami napraviti.
Prabhupada once gave an interesting example of the Ganga River.
Prabhupada je jednom dao zanimljiv primjer rijeke Gange.
This example shall illustrate what different persons do with the energies of the Lord.
Ovaj primjer bi trebalo ilustrirati što različite osobe rade s energijama Gospodina.
You might have noticed everyone is ultimately dependent totally on the Lord.
Možda ste već primijetili, konačno je svako potpuno ovisan o Gospodinu.
There are five factors in every activity.
Svaka aktivnosti su uključeno pet faktora.
One is the time.
Vrijeme.
For instance, our temple commander has chosen the lecture to do handicraft work, you know, giving. That's the time.
Naprimjer, naš temple commander je odabrao lekciju da izvršava ručni rad, da radi giving. Znači, to je aspekt vremena.
Then he has used the place, this is the temple room.
Onda je iskoristio prostor, the temple room.
Yeah, for the activity.
For aktivnost.
Then he is using his senses.
Onda koristi svoje čula.
His hands and his intelligence.
Ruke i inteligenciju.
So, what else is here? Time, place. And the endeavor.
I naravno, truth.
He most probably has much to do, so he makes a big endeavor to finish the gimmicks.
Vjerojatno ima puno njih da napravi, zato ulaže veliki trud da što prije završi.
Now, there is another factor here.
Međutim, to je uključen još jedan faktor.
That is the mercy of the Lord.
To je milost Gospodina.
If Krishna says no,
ako Krishna kaže ne,
he won't be able to use his hands.
Neće biti u stanju da koristi svoje ruke.
Yeah, he will be paralyzed.
Biće paraliziran.
Like in the case of Arjuna, who once wanted to defend the wives of Krishna from thieves, but he couldn't even use his Gandiva bow any longer.
To se dogodilo jednom sa Arjunom, koji je htio zaštititi Krishne žene od lopova, međutim, jednostavno nije mogao čak ni iskoristiti svoj Gandiva luk.
Because Krishna had withdrawn the energy from him.
Jer Krishna je povukao energiju od njega.
We all might have experience with this. Sometimes we are very capable, let us say a devotee is very capable to distribute transcendental literature.
Mi možda svi imamo iskustvo o tome. Recimo, možemo biti bhakta koji je jako sposoban da dijeli transcendentalnu književnost.
But sometimes we have the experience that we cannot do anything any longer.
Ljudi ponekad imamo iskustvo da nismo stanje ništa učiniti.
Do you know this experience?
Da li imate to iskustvo?
Yes. You're just there and nothing happens.
Stalno ste vani, ali ništa se ne zbio.
Your brain is blocked, your body is blocked. And you don't know why, isn't it?
Umi tijelo su vam zablokirani i vi ne znate zašto. Zbog čega?
Well, the most simple explanation is that Krishna must be behind it. He is moving everything.
Najjednostavnije objašnjenje je da Krishna mora da je iza toga. On sve pokreće.
The more material energy is moving like his shadow.
Čitava materialna energija se kreće poput njegove sjenke.
Your body is also material energy.
Vaše tijelo je također materialna energija.
So, of course, there's much to be said to this, but here we want to just have one philosophical angle on the whole question.
Naravno, na ovu temu se jako puno može reći, ali smo htjeli samo tako sa jedne strane objasniti filozofski ovu poantu.
Ultimately, we are totally dependent on Krishna in whatever we do, even in preparing givics.
Konačno, u svemu što radimo, čak i ako spremamo givice, potpuno smo ovisni o Krishni.
So everyone in all parts of the universe is in this situation.
Svako u svim dijelovima univerzuma se nalazi u tom položaju.
But different people make different things out of the energies of the Lord.
Ali različite ljudi koriste na različite načine energiju Gospodina.
Just like consider the different plants which grow on the banks of the Ganga.
Evo uzmemo obzir, na primjer, različite vrste bilja ili biljaka koje raste na obali Gange.
Some produce succulent fruits.
Neki od njih proizvode plodove.
Others produce colorful flowers.
Neki proizvode opet cvijeće različitih boja.
Still other plants produce poison.
Neke međutim proizvode otrov.
Yes, there are some plants when you have thorns, if you scratch your skin, you can get a minor infection.
Recimo, postoje takve biljke koje posjeduju trnove i ako dok trnje izgrebe kožu, onda možete čak dobiti neko malo trovanje.
So you see, although the Ganga water, which is nourishing all the plants, is the same for all of them, they use it in different ways.
Znači, iako Ganga koja hrani te biljke je jednaka za sve, oni koriste na različite načine.
The devotees and the demons in as much the same way also utilize the energy of the Lord.
Bhakti i demoni na potpuno sličan, stvari na identičan način koriste takve energiju Gospodina.
Now the suras, that means the devotees, are engaging all the activities for the pleasure of the Lord.
Sure ili bhakte svu svoju energiju uključuju u zadovoljavanje Gospodina.
And their result is different from what the asuras do, who engage the energies of the Lord in sense gratification.
I oni dobijaju drugačiji rezultat nego asure, koji uključuje energije Gospodina u čulno uživanje.
Now, this is one point to be observed here.
To je jedna poanta koju možemo promatrati.
A devotee should always question himself whether or not his time and energy is utilized in Krishna's service.
Bhakta treba uvijek postavljati to pitanje. Da li je njegova energija i vrijeme, da li su njegova energija i vrijeme iskorištene u čestnosti Krishna u službi?
And he should never, he should try to always be totally, to always work in a spirit of total dependence on the Lord.
Treba pokušavati da uvijek djeluje u duhu potpune ovisnosti u Gospodinu.
A devotee should never allow that some material motives are coming up for his activities.
Bhakta ne smije dozvoliti da materialni motivi postiču njegove aktivnosti.
He should have full confidence that as long as I serve my Lord, He will certainly take care of me in the best way.
Treba biti potpuno siguran, uvjeren, da ukoliko služim gospodina, da će se on uvijek brinuti o takvom bhakti, u svakom slučaju.
Now, here it is said, O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and are so and so are misleading.
Ovdje je rečeno, o dragi gospodine, niko ne može razumjeti tvoje zabave, koje izgledaju poput ljudskih i na taj način obmanjuju.
You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy.
Niko ti nije posebno drag, niti nekome zavidiš.
People only imagine that you are partial.
Ljudi samo zamišljaju da si pristrasan.
I was talking a little bit about this yesterday.
Jučer sam malo govorio o tome.
But I also want to talk about it a little bit today by using a different example.
Ali koristeći drugačije primjere, danas isto želimo o tome malo govoriti.
I want to tell you a little bit how Krishna killed the Agasura demon, because that's very significant.
Želimo vam ispričati kako je Krishna ubio Agasura demona, jer je to jako značajno.
Agajara is the name of a python.
Agajara je ime pitona.
Aja means a goat.
Aja znači koz, kako se, jarec.
Jarec, yes. So the python simply lies on its belly in the forest path and waits until the yarets comes.
Piton jednostavno leži na stomak na šumskom putu i čeka da se pojavi jarec.
And then when the poor goat comes, it breathes in.
I onda kada jarec se pojavi, onda samo udahne.
And then the goat somehow gets drawn into the python.
I onda na neki način ovaj jarac biva uvučen u pitona.
And it, you know, it really gets swallowed. They swallow the whole goat.
I onda taj piton proguta čitavo pjerca.
Sometimes, when I was in the looking at a picture book of animals, they showed a python who just had swallowed a whole pig. You could see inside the python the form of the pig. Almost you could see the tail, you know, it was not, but the legs and everything, they just and then they wait for a month or so until they have digested the animal.
Jedno sam drugo gledao jednu knjigu koja je držala te slike životinja, da sam mogao vidjeti tamo pitona koja je progutao svinju i kroz tijelo pitona se mogao potpuno razaznati oblik svinje. Oni tako jednostavno čitavu životinju progutaju i onda je mjesecima probavljaju.
So, Agasura, this is a demon who had taken on the form of a terrible python.
Taj Agasura je preuzeo oblik užasnog pitona.
But it was much larger than any ordinary python. It is described that one lip touched the floor and the ground and the other the sky.
Ali taj piton je bio puno veći od bilo kog običnog pitona. Opisano da je sa donjom ušnom dodirivao tlo, a sa gornjom nebo.
And Agasura just waited for Krishna and the cowherd boys to come by and just march into his mouth.
Jednostavno, tako je Agasura čekao da Krishna i dječaci pastiri prođe tamo i uđe u njegovu.
In India there is a practice of monks who just adopt the lifestyle of the python. That means they don't endeavor for their own, but they just remain until someone comes and gives them something.
У Індії между манасами постоє позивний стиль життя. То є вони прихватують живот питона. Другими речами, не трудяться вообще, него чекаю і остаю непокретний, доки неко не донесе нещо.
Like this, yes, they wait, this is simply, so they have adopted the lifestyle of a python.
Вони ж прихватили живот на нашим питон.
Who sits lazy and waits.
Кілення сидячик.
So, in the same way, Agasura was just waiting for the coward boys in Krishna.
Нести наші Агасура досано чекав, то дочу дівчат пастирі Кришна.
And when the coward boys saw Agasura, they thought, "Oh, how nice! This looks very interesting. Let us play inside whatever this is."
І коли сам давили Агасуру, дівчат пастирі сю, рекли. Ovo izgleda jako lijepo, ajde da se igramo unutar njega, pa što god bilo.
And they went inside the mouth of Agasura.
I ušli su u usta Agasura.
Krishna saw this and he was totally amazed how his yoga maya energy was working.
Krishna to vidio i bio potpuno zapanjen kako to je samo njegova yoga maya energija djeluje.
It was not that the coward boys didn't suspect that this could be a demon. They were so sure of Krishna's protection that they didn't care what it was. They just thought if it's something demoniac, Krishna will surely protect us. No problem.
Nije da dječaci pastiri nisu uopće sumnjali da je to demon, nego su oni jednostavno imali toliko vjeru u Krishnu, može da ih zaštiti, da su smatrali, čak i ako je ovo nešto demonsko, onda nema problema, Krišna će nas zaštititi.
Nema problema. So Agasura, just on the opposite side, just waited until Krishna came in.
A druge strane, Agasura je samo čekao da Krishna nije ušao.
He had a mission.
On imao misiju.
He wanted to kill the one who had killed his brother and sister, Putana and Bakasura.
Htio je ubiti osobu koja je ubila njegov brat i sestru, Bagasuru i Putanu.
Yes. He wanted to... Yeah, that was his mission. So he was had very bad intention towards Krishna.
To je bila njegova misija, znači imao je jako loše namjere prema Krishna.
He was thinking day and night of Krishna. Oh, this rascal, he has killed my family members. Now I will kill him.
Dan i noć je razmišljao o Krishni. Taj netko je ubio moje obitelji, sada ću ga ja ubiti.
He is a manifestation of envy.
I Agasura je manifestacija zavisti.
Just like if you have an envious mind, the envious mind will always think of the other person. Oh, he said this. Oh, he distributed so many books. Oh, he is doing this, and my will always think of that person.
Tako ako imate zavidni um, onda će vaš um uvijek razmišljati o određenoj osobi. On je to i to rekao, on je podijelio tako puno knjiga, to je učinio. I tamo će tako njemu misliti.
So when Krishna entered this envious demon,
kada je Krishna ušao u tog zavidnog demona,
Agasura wanted to swallow him.
Agasura ga je htio progutati.
Krishna's idea was to save his coward boyfriends.
Ali Krishna zamisao bio da spasi svoje prijatelje.
Now when Krishna was in the throne of the demon, he expanded himself.
I kad je Krishna ušao u grlo demona, onda se ekspandirao.
And he made a very hot.
I postao jako vruć.
Hot atmosphere.
Stvorio je vrelu atmosferu.
And the demon felt a fiery sensation in his throat.
Demon je osjećao vatru u svome grlu.
And could no longer breathe.
I više nije mogao disati.
He was getting more and more. It was so heavy. Then finally, the soul, bling, left through the head.
I postalo sve više heavy i na kraju Konačno je duša napustila njegovo tijelo kroz glavu.
And it had so much momentum that just flew up to the heavenly planets.
Ma tako pokazanje da je jednostavno odletela pravo do rajskih planeta.
And made a brilliant light.
I sve obasjalo.
And this, the demigods began to make a festival, a dance festival.
And they
were so happy that this terrible demon, you know, had been killed by
Krishna.
And it was so loud, their songs and music was so loud that even Lord Brahma, who was sitting in his palace, was disturbed and heard this festival. What's going on? No one invited me.
A njihova pjesma i glazba su bili tako glasni da su uznemirili čak i Brahmu koji sjede u svojoj palači i koji je mislio šta je sad ovo što se zbiva, mene niko nije pozvao na
So then Krishna with all Krishna now the supreme personality of Godhead, the master of all energies, went right into the stomach of Agasura.
I onda je Krishna svešnja božanska osoba, gospodar svih energija, ušao radno u stomaka u želudac Agasura.
Then his friends were lying as if dead.
Gdje su njegovi prijatelji ležali kao da su mrtvi.
And he glanced over them with his life-giving glance.
On ih je pogledao svojim pogledom koji daje život.
And awoke them from the deep slumber and walked them right out of that mouth of the demon. Now at that moment when Krishna came out of the mouth of the demon, that brilliant light which was waiting in the sky, that light of the soul, just bent into Krishna's transcendental body.
I u trenutku kada je Krishna izašao iz tijela demona, onda je ta blista svjetlost, duhovna duša koja je čekala Krishnu, ušla ravno u Krishnu tijelu.
It's a very nice lila, because here Krishna says how here Krishna liberates this Agasura demon.
Ovo je jako lijepa lila, jer u njoj Krishna oslobađa ovog Agasura demona.
Who is a representative of enviousness?
Koji je predstavnik zavist.
And bad intention towards others. If you sometimes feel envy, just meditate about this lila and the envy will just go away.
Or remember.
Meditation means remember.
Meditacija znači sjećanje.
So, you can remember this lila.
Vi morate se sjećati ove lila.
So, now this is very amazing, this transcendental pastime.
Ali ova transcendentalna zabava je jako zapanjujuća.
Again, Krishna seems to not take seriously envious intention of Agasura.
Izgleda da Krishna ne prihvaća ozbiljno zavidne namjere Agasura.
But he just liberates the demon.
Već jednostavno oslobađa demona.
So, this is what Prabhupada says, somehow or other, if we just come in contact with Krishna,
to je što Prabhupada kaže, ako na neki način dođemo u kontakt sa Krishnom.
It's just like if someone comes in contact with the sun.
To je upravo kao da osoba dođe u kontakt sa suncem.
No matter what the motive.
Bez obzira na motiv.
One will be purified if one just remains in contact with Krishna.
Osoba će se pročistiti samo ako ostane u dodiru sa Krishnom.
Just like the sun, it will also shine on the head of the chetnik.
Upravo od sunca. Onda će sijati iznad glavu četnika.
Andrej Milošević.
Ili iznad glavu Milošević.
Yes. And it also shines on your head.
Također sije iznad vaše glavu.
It doesn't make a difference between the Asura and the Sura.
Ne pravi razlike između Asura i Sura.
But both of them make different things out of it.
Ali njih dvojca čine različite stvari sa istom.
Just like the Ganges plants.
Upravo poput biljke na obali Gange.
So let us take Let us recognize we are totally dependent on Krishna's energies.
Dakle, trebamo to prepoznati, da smo potpuno ovisni o Krišnim energijama.
We need his help.
Potrebna nam je njegova pomoć.
In all we do.
U svemu što radimo.
And we should somehow meditate about him whilst we are doing our service.
I dok radimo službu, na neki način trebamo meditirati na njega.
Then it will be sure that we will be cured from our bad motives.
Onda ćemo sigurno biti izlječeni od svojih loših motiva.
Like even the manifestation of Agasura, he was killed. Liberated. The manifestation of enviousness, that is Agasura, was liberated by Krishna.
Evo, na primjer, čak i manifestacija zavisti, Agasura je bio oslobođen od strane Krishna.
Yes. So, Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding this?
Ali imate pitanje koje se tiču temu?
It is clear.
Sve je jasno.
Yesterday we explained that Shishupa were representative of envy.
Yeah.
Just to understand that comes.
Envy is a great problem.
Jesus će objasniti da je Shishupa također manifestacija zavisti, kako se to znači da ima više.
We all are envious on Krishna.
Zavist je veliki problem. Mi svi zavidimo Krishna.
We came here due to envy.
Došli smo ovdje zbog zavisti.
Envy is the opposite of love.
Zavist je obrnuto od ljubavi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your nice cooking.
Čora u našem srcu. Ali jednostavno inteligencijom znamo, to je razlog i to moram riješiti, a nemam snagu niti znanje kako da to učinim. Bez obzira na volju, svjesnost da je to taj problem. I sad molim da sad on kao, znaš da je to problem, na način na koji doći do snage da se riješi.
Yesterday you've been explaining that lust is the cause of all other enemies which are appearing.
He's the leader. Yeah, the gang leader, politician.
So sometimes we can recognize the enemy within us, and we can understand that this is the cause of our problems. But still, we're unable to defeat this problem, and to although we can recognize it, we cannot fight against it. So the the question is, how to get strength?
Kako da nađeš snagu da se boriš protiv?
Da, da prepoznaš problem, da jednostavno ne možeš da se
ima. How to find strength to fight against that problem? Because we already know it, but we cannot counteract it.
That's a very good realization, that you realize my strength is not sufficient to overcome my anarchas.
To je jako dobra realizacija, shvaćanje da moja, sama po sebi moja snaga nije dovoljna da prevaziđem, da nadiđem svoje anarte.
See, you can have a sword, the sword of knowledge, but you need strength to carry and use it.
Ti možeš posjedovati mač znanja, ali trebaš imati snagu da ga možeš nositi i koristiti.
There are these examples in the mythological stories that a knight, in order to kill a dragon, needs a special sword. But then when he has it, he has no muscles. And everyone will laugh about him.
Postoje tako primjeri u mitološkim pričama, kako vitez, da bi ubio zmaja, mu je potreban mač, specijalni mač. Ali onda kad nekako dođe do njega, onda nema dovoljno mišića snage da ga drži, onda
So you are totally right. In order to use the sword of knowledge, we do need spiritual strength.
Ще си потпуно право. Да бисмо могли користити меж знання, подрена е духовна снага.
Prabhupada explains this in the Srimad Bhagavatam and also tells how we can get this strength.
Prabhupada објашњава Srimad Bhagavatam и такође каже како можемо добити снагу.
He says the spiritual master gives you the sword of knowledge by explaining transcendental science to you.
Он каже, духовни учитель ти дає мать знання, об'яснюючи ти духовну науку.
But then you need to get the mercy of the spiritual master.
Але онда ти потрібна милость духовного учителя.
The spiritual master will be very merciful towards his disciples when he sees that they sincerely want to please Krishna.
Духовни учитель ще бити яко милости при своїм ученицима, когда види, да вони искрено жели задоволити Кришну.
It's just like a parent think you might remember from your nice son. When you see he wants to walk, when he's still a young baby, then you feel inclined to help son.
То прямо поводу родителя. Можна се сечеш кога е дете мало и онда покушава ходати, онда се ти природно особа се природно осјеќа наклонен тоа да му помогне.
Feel to deliver the high knowledge of walking to him.
Желиш му предати високо знање о ходању.
Left, right, лево, право, лево, право, право. So this is how also the spiritual master, he wants to see the sincere desire of his disciple to make advancement.
Значи, духовни учени жели видати искрено желе ученика да напредуе.
Because he knows that his mercy is to an unwilling soul, the unwilling soul disciple cannot do anything with that mercy.
И он схвата да ученик кој нема желю, не може никак ништо учинити со тоа милост кој
дојде. Just like your son, when you see he's, when you saw he's not willing to walk even, then why teach him bravo, levo, levo, bravo, bravo? Why teach him this?
Исти случај, децо, ако видиш да твое дете не е желно да хода, зашто би го учило?
So there must be knowledge and there must be mercy.
Dakle, znanje mora biti prisutno i također milost.
Yes. Then you can have the snaga, the strength to use this sword.
Onda možeš imati snagu da koristiš taj mač.
Then you can finish all your enemies in the hearts. Both the external enemies, which are externally on your path, and also the internal thorns, so to say.
И онда с тим мачем можеш уништити све врсте непријателја, и они кои се извана, и они кои се могут трња у срцу.
But there's also, there are many, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a list what you should do to overcome what problem.
В Шримад Бхагаватам постои листа, кој стои, што требамо учинити да бисмо надишли одредени проблеми.
It's a problem checklist.
Тоа е листа за решение проблема.
For instance, if you want to give up lusty desires for sense gratification, then you must make determined plans.
Например, ако желиш напустити пожелни планове за челним уживањем, можеш плавити планове со одлучноќу.
Or say you have a problem with anger.
Или имаш проблема с лютњом.
Then you should give up envy towards others.
Онда требаш се ослободити зависти према другима.
Or let us say you always want walkmans and new clothes and new car and so on.
Или речемо увек тежиш за нови walkmanima и одјечами аутима.
Then you should speak with others about the problems of greed. Or say you are very afraid to walk in the darkness to your apartment.
Ili recimo se jako bojiš da u tami hodaš do svog stana.
Then you should speak with others about the spiritual truth, how the soul is eternal.
Onda trebaš sa drugima razgovarati o duhovnoj istini, kako je duša vječna.
Or say you are full of lamentation or illusion.
Ili si pun iluzije ili jadikovanja.
That also goes if you speak about spiritual knowledge.
To takođe nestaje ako razgovaraš o duhovnom znanju.
Or say the problem is pride.
Ili ponos je problem.
Then you must serve great devotees.
Onda moraš služiti velike.
Then it goes away.
I on nestane.
Or say you are diseased.
Recimo da je određena sva bolest.
You are always sick.
Uvijek bolest.
Then you must do yoga. So, in other words, in the seventh canto, there's a whole problem list, you know, how to overcome problems.
Tako u sedmom pjevanju postoji čitava lista koja nam daje do znanja kako možemo prevazići problem.
I think if our temple presidents who have to preach to the devotees, you know, if they can learn this list, it's in the seventh canto, 15th chapter, text number 22-25. I in my preaching, you know, usually when devotees have problems, they come in, I always have this problem list in my head, you know, and then tell them something and they feel, ooh, don't know.
Tako da je jako povoljno temple president da nauče, onda mogu informirati bakte kojima moraju propovijedati kako da prevazite probleme. I ja osobno uvijek imam tu listu u glavi i kad neki bakta dođe s problemom, ja jednostavno to kažem i on je sretan.
You may now say, but this gets too complicated.
A sada možete reći, pa to postoji previše komplicirano.
I have all these problems in my heart.
Ja u svom srcu imam sve te probleme.
It's very difficult for me to do something.
I za mene je jako teško da nešto učim.
You know, if I have to keep everything in my mind, my poor mind will just explode.
Ako moram sve to strpati u moj um, moj jednom će jednostavno eksplodirati.
So here the Srimad Bhagavatam says, all this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion.
A Srimad Bhagavatam kaže, sve ovi problemi se mogu automatski rešiti, ako se osoba uključi u služenje duhovnog učitelja sa vjerom i devocijom.
In this way one can overcome the three modes of material nature, ignorance and passion from all, who are the causes of all these and many more problems.
I na taj način da se vam može preuzeći tri gode materialne prirode, posebno strast i neznanje koji su uzrok ovih i puno drugih problema. Mm-hmm.
Toshan. Toshan, huh? Toshan or like Toshan Krishna? You already have a spiritual name.
That nevertheless he'll ask for initiation.
Yes. Very important. Yes?
Imamo realizaciju da lična energija u obliku vatre nas ugodno grije, može jako peći ako ne pažljamo rukujemo sa njom. Zanima me, kad obožavamo božanstva u ruku i u božanstva Nrsimha Deva i tako dalje, koje su posljedice od nesmućne izgledne kuće, recimo kada
we all know that we can use fire.
Congratulations. He always speaks in the microphone. What has happened since yesterday? Transformation. Please.
We can utilize fire very nicely to get warm and get some light, but we can also burn our fingers by using it improperly. So his question is, by worshipping the deities or making guru puja, we may also commit some offenses. So what is the result of improper worship of the deities or improper Guru Puja worship? What can happen in the lotus or worshiping the Singha?
Well, in deity worship, there is a mantra where you request forgiveness for any possible offense which might have occurred in the during the process of worship.
При обожавании божества постои посебна мантра за кое помоћу кое бхакта моли за опроштај сваке увреде које се могло догодити током процеса обожавања.
Now, you may not be a pujari and you may not enter so deeply into the science of deity worship and you know, you may just sometimes make an arati.
Možda sada ti nisi pujari i možda nisi duboko zašao u tu znanost o obožavanju božanstva. Možda samo povremeno napraviš arati.
Therefore, there is another explanation.
Zato je dato i drugo objašnjenje.
What is the cause of all offenses?
Što je uzrok svih uvreda?
False ego.
Lažni ja.
And what is the cause of false ego?
A što je uzrok lažnog ja?
Lack of humility.
Nedostatak poniznosti.
Someone who is humble will not make offenses against devotees, for instance.
Ponizna osoba neće činiti uvreda prema bhaktama.
He will always consider himself as totally dependent on the mercy of the Lord and the devotees.
Uvijek će smatrati da je potpuno ovisan o milosti gospodine Bhakta.
Now humility is not a weakness of the mind.
Poniznost ne znači slabost uma.
For instance, I've heard sometimes the Serbian kamis, the male kamis are very much in a macho consciousness.
Čuo sam recimo da u Srbiji karmi, posebno muškarci, su u mačo svjesnosti.
Yes, mačo svjesnosti. Something. You know, the ideal of the Serbian is to be strong. And even when the whole world is against him, he derives great pleasure and satisfaction from it. I have studied this in great detail because I'm often in Serbia.
To sam puno studirao, sam tu pandu, jer sam često u Srbiji.
Don't send this tape to the border people.
Nemojte poslati graničarima ovo.
Yeah, but it's a fact. First they thought the Americans might invade Beograd, and then they had a little fear.
Prvo sam mislili da bi Amerikanci mogli napasti Beograd, jer bili sam malo uplašen.
But then when they got to understand it's not possible, then they became extremely proud again.
A kada su shvatili da to nije moguće, onda su postali izuzetno ponosni.
And even made a wilder war against Sarajevo.
I još su divlji rat poveli protiv Sarajeva.
This is the action of the false ego.
I to je lažni ja na djelu.
I'm speaking not, you know, it's difficult, it's not proper to say the Serbians, because there is no the Zerb.
Naravno, nije pravilno reći Srbi, jer Srbin ne postoji.
There are always exceptions.
Uvijek postoji
always individuals.
Uvijek su različite individualnosti.
In my preaching in Serbia, I meet so many nice people.
Dok propovjedamo Srbiji, tako puno finih ljudi sretno.
Some have even become devotees.
Nek su čak postali bhakte.
Wonderful.
Što je predivno.
There are so many people who are touched by Krishna consciousness in Serbia.
Toliko ljudi u Srbiji su dirnuti u kontaktu.
And who do not like this war.
I puno njih ne voli taj rad.
But my example only pertains to those thick-headed naive children and demons I wanted to say.
moj primjer se odnosi samo na te tvrdoglave demone
of whom the world speaks.
O kojima svijet govori.
But it's not right to say all the Serbians are like this.
Ali nije dobro reći da su svi Srbi tako.
It's just like some say the Germans are all arrogant.
upravo kao što može se reći, neko može reći, Njemci su svi arogantni.
And if you look at the majority of the German tourists who come to Croatia, I think it's correct.
I ako vidite, ako promatrate većinu njemačkih turista koji dolaze u Hrvatsku, onda ćete se pročiti da to ispravno.
In Italy they say that the German tourist comes to Italy and eats a pizza. What he does is he first takes all the cheese and the olives away.
U Italiji kažu kada njemački turist dođe u Italiju da jede pizzu, prvo odstrani sve masline i sir.
And then puts German butter and German marmalade on top.
I onda stavi njemački maslac i marmalade.
In other words, he's arrogant. But this is not the, you know, when you preach in Germany, this is not the, I mean, there are other people in Germany also who wouldn't do that. So as devotees, we should be very careful against with these generalizations. But I just wanted to give an example from modern times, which pertains to a certain mentality which is responsible for this war, at least on the side of the aggressors.
Htio sam dati jedan primjer iz vremenog doba koji pokazuje kako je taj određeni mentalitet kriv za rat, baš što se tiče jedne strane.
So, this lažan ego, this false ego is a cause of all of it.
Dakle, lažni ja je uzrok svih uvreda.
It's very subtle.
To je jako subtilno.
Very strong.
I jako snažno.
It rules the world.
On upravlja svijetom.
Iče dveša samute na dvandva mohina vata. It's when the soul comes under the influence of the material energy, it is influenced by hatred, by desire.
Kada uzlovljena duša dođe pod utjecaj materijalne energije, onda je uvjetovana otpornošću ili mržnjom i željom.
Why?
Zašto?
Because he has a, how do you say, wrong conception.
Zašto ima krivo shvaćanje?
Of himself.
Sebe samo.
This is large and evil.
A to je large and evil.
It's the first covering.
Prvi prekrivač.
So when you want to avoid offenses against the deities and against Srila Prabhupada, then it is very easy. Consider yourself a humble servant.
Tako ako želiš izbjeći uvrede koje se mogu nanijeti božanstvima ili Prabhupadu, onda je to jako jednostavno. Samo smatraj sebe poniznim slugom.
A part of Krishna.
Krishna djelićem.
Then you won't make offenses.
I onda nećeš raditi uvrede.
It's logical, isn't it?
Logično je to, ne?
What do you think, Toshan? Okay, the last questions. Question.
In this material world, we are covered by this false ego and mind, all the coverings and material elements. And one devotee told me that in the spiritual, when the spiritual attains liberation,
what did he tell you, Virachandra?
That the soul gets covered by spiritual elements. That the soul remains as it is, but in the spiritual world, it accepts spiritual elements. So it's I've never heard such a thing. So I'm interested. Is this true?
It is true that there are spiritual elements.
Čini mi se da postoje duhovni elementi.
There's spiritual earth, fire, water and so on.
Duhovna zemlja, voda, vatra i tako dalje.
There's spiritual Yamuna.
Duhovna Yamuna.
It is spiritual water.
To je duhovna voda.
But that water is liquid ecstasy. It's not ordinary elements.
Ali ta voda je tekuća ekstaza, nije obični element.
It's totally different than here. Totally
drugačije.
So, it's spiritual energy.
To je sve duhovna energija.
So, that devotee must have meant something like that. When he said you are covered by spiritual elements. But there is no difference between the soul and the body. In this sense, the word covering, this is not the meaning, this is not what he has said when he used the word covering. The word covering in this world means, you take a foreign element of something foreign and you put it over something else and then it's covered.
U ovom svijetu prikrivati znači uzeti strani element i staviti ga preko nečeg drugog i onda je ta stvar prikrivena.
But in this sense it is certainly nothing is covered. It's uncovered pure existence, everything there.
Ali u drugom svijetu sve je neprikrivena i duhovna egzistencija.
He has used the word in the first meaning.
Iskoristio tu riječ na drugom smislu.
Hopefully. Okay, so we will end here. Thank you very much for attending this lecture. I hope it gave you some inspiration in your own Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Nitai Gaura Sundar ki
jai.
Gaura Premanand ki
jai.
Sajjanand Maharaj ki
jai.